Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So I've made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. In there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So
So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas, and this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Greggy's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents around the world. So tell everybody you know to tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. We have all kind of activities going on today, all right? But the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's been raining the last couple of days, but today it's just cold. It's about 45 degrees, and it's cloudy, and it looks like it's getting ready to rain. It's expecting rain sometime this weekend. So everybody should prepare for the cold weather and for the rain season. Because it's winter time, and it's December, and it's Christmas time coming up. So we're expecting to have cold weather. Now, I want to talk about the NFL. Let's talk NFL. All right, DJ Papa D, what's the schedule of games starting today, Thursday, the 5th of December? In week, what week is this, week 14 or week 15?
This is week 14.
Week 14, 3 weeks left in the season. So let's see if we can pick a 14 out of 14, a 16 out of 16 game. All right, let's is the schedule of events starting tonight.
So tonight, the Dallas Cowboys are playing the Bears in Chicago, and they're giving the Bears 3 points.
Okay, I'm going to take the Bears and 3 points. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 43.
43? I don't think it's going to be that many points. So I think it'll be the Bears and under 43 points.
Bears and under?
Yep.
Okay. Bears and under. All right. So Sunday, the Carolina Panthers are playing the Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Panthers 3 points.
The River Panthers 3 points?
Yep.
And you said they're playing the Falcons, right?
Playing Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, yes.
Oh, well, I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers for the win. What's the total points?
Total points is 47.
Oh, it'll probably be over 47 points. So I think the Carolina Panthers for the win, and they will be over 47 points.
All right. Panthers and over. All right, next up, the Baltimore Ravens are playing the Bills in Buffalo, and they're giving the Bills 6 points.
Baltimore Ravens playing the Bills. I'm going to take Baltimore Ravens for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 43.5 points.
I think it'll be over 43 points. 43.5. Yeah, I think it'll be over 44 points. So Baltimore for the win, and it'll be over 43 points.
All right, Baltimore and over. Next up, Cincinnati Bengals are playing the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland, and they're giving the Bengals 7.5 points.
All right, I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns for the win, and what's the total point?
41.5.
41.5. I don't think it's
41.5.
Yeah, I don't think it's really going to go 40 points. So I think Cleveland for the win, and it will be under 41 points.
Browns and under? Is that what you said?
Yep. Browns and under.
Okay. Browns and under it is. Next up, the Washington Redskins are playing the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving the Redskins 12.5 points.
Redskins 12.5 points.
Yeah.
Where are they playing? Are they playing in Washington?
Green Bay.
Oh, they're playing in Green Bay. Okay. The Steelers in Tundra. Well, I'm going to give Green Bay the win and the total points for the game.
41.5.
41 or 49?
41. 4-1.
4-1. Okay. I'm thinking it's going to be, because it's going to be Green Bay and Wisconsin, it's going to be cold. It's probably going to be under 40 points. So, Green Bay and under.
Okay. Packers and under. Next up, Broncos play the Texans in Houston, and they give the Broncos 9 points.
Okay, I'm going to take Houston for the win, and what's the total points for the game?
42.5.
And where are they playing?
Where? They're playing in Houston.
They're playing in Houston. And you think they're playing the Broncos? Who are they playing?
Yep. Broncos versus the Houston Texans, and they're playing in Houston, and they're giving the Broncos 9 points.
Okay. I'm going to take the Houston Texans for the win. And the total points for the game, 40, you said?
42.5.
42. I think it'll be over 42 points. So,
all right.
Texans and over.
Texans and over. Next up, the Detroit Lions are playing the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota, and they're giving the Lions 13 points.
Whoa, 13 points? I'm going to take Detroit for the win, and what's the total points for that game?
total points is 43.
Okay. I'll take Detroit for the win, and it'll be
43
points.
Detroit for the win?
Yeah, they got 13 points, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll win the game because it'll be close, and if they have 13 points, they're going to win.
Okay. So Lions and – right.
Right. Yeah, okay. Lions and did I say under or over? Lions and under. Under 43 points.
Lions and under. All right. Next up, San Francisco 49ers playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, and they're giving the 49ers 2.5 points.
Wait a minute. Who's playing the 49ers?
49ers and the Saints.
And the Saints, and they're giving the 49ers 2.5 points?
Yep.
Where are they playing?
Where? They're playing in New Orleans.
In New Orleans. Yeah, it's not going to make a difference. I'll take the 49ers plus the 2 points. And what's the total points for the game? It'll probably be over, whatever.
Total points is 44.5.
Yeah, it'll be over 44.5 points. So,
all right.
The 49ers and over.
All right. Next up, the Miami Dolphins are playing the New York Jets in New York, and they're giving the Dolphins 5.5 points.
I'm going to take the Dolphins and the 5 points. And what's the total point? It'll probably be like 38.
Total points is 45.
Oh, it's going to be, oh, no. 45. It might be over 45 points. Because the Jets have been scoring, and Miami's been scoring. So it'll be over 45 points.
Okay, so Dolphins and over? Is that it?
Dolphins and over.
All right.
Dolphins.
All right, looks like it's time for a commercial break.
All right. DJ Papa, take us into the commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
inside of you is love. Seasons come and then they go. Endlessly our life will grow. You will have the only touch. The touch of you will mean so much. And everything I have.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. and I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? DJ Papa D, can you play another song? I'm kind of indisposed right here, right now. So I need about three more minutes.
I got one for you. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. You gone and did it. What's the word? No more questioning my pedigree, my authenticity, by some radio call letters. What's the word? No more questioning the polish I place upon my boots. What's the word? STP. Zoom, zoom, zoom before I step.
1 o'clock to 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock to 4. Murder in progress and time to settle score. 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock and 7 come to 8. When it's time to reach to 9, man, it's time to get straight. Now 10 come 11, tick tock on to 12. Head to toe in black and you know I'm not for self. Time for a little dose of FTP. You know what, brother speaking, man, fuck the police. Now FTP,
fuck the police.
FTP, man,
yeah, fuck the police.
FTP, yo, man, never upon the job. Always eating donuts, man, fuck the Bobby Lawn. Cause we the people that are strong and able. Remember you step onto Gavin Cato, Eleanor Bumpus, Stephen Biko, Huey P. Murderers of Malcolm and death of Brother King. Government's producing that white kryptonite. Making sun drinkers into zombies of the night. So now I walk the street, more or less discreet. Cause the one that take me under might sing the same beat. But how many brothers must a brother see? Shot in the street by this honorable defeat by a silver badge, Trump uniform like a red coat. I might just catch a flashback and tighten up your collar. Don't scream or whip, I won't help you if you holler. No dollars can compensate or make me hesitate. It's freedom or death, boy, you know I won't ask. Operation Snatchback stands my epitaph. Now would I ever provoke a coat that won't or don't put a cloak on the choke? Nope. Cause every time I speak wise, you call me civil. Speaking like a madman and then you call me Batman. That's why I rip, fish, shred, and act fool. Tear my people for the Armageddon duel. Because it's murder, more death than most are never even tried. Make me indefensive while you're searching through my ride. Sworn to protect, but designed to harass. Search without a warrant, your fingers in my ass. And then you're actually cold spreading with my face in the street. Then I say FTP. Cause if I ever submit to one of your tricks, I might get a nightstick lick. And since I stand protected, yo, that seems to be a no-no. Let me introduce warfare as a bobo. Cause I've grown quite weary of the insults. Slander on the misquote, now true to think that we're a cult. That's why my attitude is firm as it can be. Shouting loud and proud, man, fuck the police. Now FTP,
fuck the police.
Yeah, FTP,
yeah, fuck the police.
Come on, FTP, yo, don't take me light. The house of the cracker goes boom. nothing they can say. So when times get hard, they call the National Guard. The next course is draft you for the armed force. Now be all you can be when you can fight in foreign lands, and never for your land to be free. Now Project X keeps you in check from terrorist attacks, and once you speak the black soul of the living, yo, they fear the boot stomp. Zoom chance coming at you from the dark. No way could they regiment a comp. So any old attempt is just boring me. Yo, since we speaking war, man, let's kick it like this. Pick some off a mountain, let's throw down within the mist. Murderers, connivers, the world's in a panic. Firm killing, soda dead, president addicts. You think I'm satisfied by just stopping traffic? You best get ready for the 20 million boom automatic. And that's all I gotta say. FTP, I'm ever living for the day. Click.
Here we go. Attention the street, I told you, FTP. At the bridge, I told you, FTP. As I prayed over you, some fucking FTP. As I kneel before the altar of Gavin Cato, at the FTP.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the band. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Oh, yeah. never D-I-V-E-U-P, and keep the H-E-A-D-U-P.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
Amazing what I do with a pen, so somebody told me dumb it down, that's an end, so what you wanna hear, some bubblegum rap with me to sound like them and everybody in they camp? Shit, might as well bite like a vampire, shopping to these record labels, that'll get the man hired. Want me to sound like that brother that's on the radio that got a hot single right now, is that the way to go? Till it's whole flow, fuck me getting original, that's why a lot of y'all sound the same. I'ma keep it thorough, original, individual. You do anything to make the people get into you. Just be yourself and add a little variety. Sprinkle some more flavor on top of it, cause it gotta be so. I take that back, cause now you can get on it, be whack. Part of the game is here for a minute, then it's gone. Sounding like the rest, you will never last long. You're taking up space, need to get your ass on. And find originality and like your last song and stop making
bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
There they go again, so I made a song and hope it get up under their skin for these copycat biting. Sounded like nothing exciting, got a question, doing the damn right. Some of these new rappers, is it the same dude? When I decide to listen, I'll be getting confused. I can't tell the difference from him and him, they got the same flow. Even catch them on stage, they got the same show. They imposters, looking like style takers. Swag jackets, I'm eating them all like now later. Do me a favor, got your head like this if you're feeling like me about some of this weak shit coming out. It seems like they liking the substance. A whole lot of mumble rap crap and they love it. Man. And I ain't just talking, man, I'm stating the facts. But on the real, some of y'all just it's here for a minute, then it's gone. Sounding like the rest, you will never last long. You're taking up space, need to get your ass on. And find originality and like your last song and stop making
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
Let me make a song like his. Let me get a beat like this. Let me talk about what they on. Instead of real shit that hit home, now I'm making
bad news, bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
Stop making
bad news,
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 bad news. It's here for a minute, then it's gone. Sounding like the rest, you would never last long. You taking up space, need to get your ass on. And find originality and like your last song and stop making
bad news.
So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kind of soda. They got diet soda and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, with just Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents around the world. So tell everybody you know to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities that we're talking about today. I have a new flash. The Democrats, the Senate, the Congress of the United States of America is filing for impeachment of the president. That's right. They've decided that they have enough information to file for impeachment of the president. So they are filing their paperwork in the court to to bring the impeachment to the Congress, to bring it to the House of Representatives to impeach the president. And then after they do their impeachment, then it's going to be up to the Senate, which is full of the Republicans, to see if they can get enough information together to file the impeachment for the president. But we think that the Senate is going to be in favor of not filing for impeachment of the president, since the Senate is run by all Republicans. But the Democrats run the House of Representatives, and they are trying to get rid of the president. So they're going to file for impeachment in the House of Representatives. Yes, it's going to be a trial in this situation. And we wait and see what's going to be the outcome of that decision. So it's going to be an interesting time. The president's been out of town doing some work with the European Union. He's been working with them trying to cut a deal, but he's saying that he's not going to cut a deal with the union until after the election of 2020. So it's going to be a matter of seeing what exactly is going to happen with his impeachment. He's thinking it's just a witch hunt, and the Democrats are just putting on games because they're trying to get rid of him as the president. But he doesn't feel as though he's done anything wrong, and he doesn't feel as though they have any right to impeach him. So he's not really concerned about what's going on in the House of Representatives. He's feeling that his Senate is going to back him. And we'll wait and see what happens, because later on this week, or maybe next week, we'll get the word on if the Democrats are going to put the president on trial. Yes. So we'll wait and see. For next week, I'll have more information on this situation as the White House unfolds. All right. CJ, back to you. DJ Papa D, play another song and another commercial spot, and we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute.
And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking."
Yes, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, I'm sorry I got exposed because of what I heard about the news report, but we were doing NFL football picks for week 14, so we should get back to picking my picks for week 14. So, DJ Papa D, let's continue with the game for week 14.
All right. Next up, the Indianapolis Colts are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Colts 3 points.
Indianapolis Colts playing Tampa Bay.
Yep.
I think I'm going to take Tampa Bay for the win. What's the total points for the game?
Total points is 47.
Oh, it's going to be under 47 points. Definitely under 47 points. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay for the win, and it'll be under 47 points.
All right. Next up, the L.A. Chargers are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they're giving the Jaguars 3 points.
Okay. I'm going to take Jacksonville for the win. And what's the total points for that game?
Total points is 43.
43? I'm thinking it's going to be San Diego, the Chargers, and Jacksonville. I'm thinking it's going to be under 43 points. So Jacksonville for the win, but it'll be under 43 points.
All right, Jaguars and under. Next up, Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, and they're giving the Cardinals 2.5 points.
Okay, so that means the sports book is thinking it's a pretty much an even game. And since they're playing in Arizona, I'm going to pick Arizona Cardinals to win. And the total points for the game?
Total points is 43.5.
Oh, it's going to be definitely under 43.5 points. So I'm going to pick, I'm sorry, who's playing?
Pittsburgh Steelers and Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona, okay. Arizona Cardinals for the win. And it's going to be, it might be over 43 points. Yeah, let me change that. It'll be Arizona and it'll be over 43 points.
All right. Next up, Kansas City Chiefs are playing the New England Patriots. And they're giving the Chiefs 3 points.
Okay. Well, obviously, the sports book is thinking this is going to be a pretty close game. So you said the New England Patriots are playing the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that's going to be a high-scoring game. And I think the New England Patriots for the win. And it's going to be over the total points. Where's the total points at? 48?
49.
Yeah, it's going to be over 49 points. I think Bill Belichick is going to come out the closet on the new, the Chiefs, Kansas City. They're going to come out the closet on Kansas City. So they're going to beat them bad.
All right. Patriots and over. Next up, Tennessee Titans are playing the Oakland Raiders, and they're in Oakland, and they're giving the Raiders 2.5 points.
Oh, the sportsbook is thinking that's a pretty even game, too. Well, I'm taking the Tennessee Titans over the Raiders. What's the total points?
Total points. Total points is 47.5.
No, it won't even get that high. It's going to be a low-scoring game. So, but I'm thinking the Raiders are going to lose this game. So, I'm going to take Who are they playing? I forgot. Who are the Ravens playing? Whoever they're playing.
Tennessee Titans.
Oh, it's going to be Titans. Oh, it's going to be over the total points. The Tennessee Titans are going to score a lot of points, and the Raiders may score a couple of touchdowns, but they're not a big scoring team, so they're not going to even be close. So the Titans for the win, and it's going to be over 40, what did you say, 46 points?
Total points is 47 and a half.
Yeah, it's going to be over, I don't know. It'll be over 47 points. So it'll be Tennessee Titans, and it'll be over 47 points.
Titans and over. Okay. Next up, Seattle Seahawks are playing the Rams, and they're giving the Rams 3 points.
Oh, the sports book is thinking this is going to be a close game, too. Where are they playing? Are they playing in L.A.?
Playing in L.A., yeah.
All right. Well, it's going to be raining, so that's going to be one thing. So it's going to be a low-scoring game. But I'm going to take Seattle for the win. But it's going to be under, what did you say? What's the total points?
Total points is 47.
Yeah, it's going to be under 47 points. It's going to be a low-scoring game because it's going to be raining. And it's going to be a difficult game. The field is going to be all wet, be muddy, and they won't be able to catch the football. The running attack won't be good. The passing attack won't be very good. So I'm picking Seattle for the win, but 47 points. Yeah, I don't think it'll reach 47 points. I think it'll be more like 20 to 17 or something. So I'm picking Seattle for the win, and the total points to be under 47.
All right, and Monday night's game is the New York Giants versus the Philadelphia Eagles. They're playing in Philadelphia, and they're giving the Giants 9.5 points.
Okay, let's see here. New York has been playing with a new quarterback, so Eli Manning hasn't been playing. So I don't know what the New York offense is going to be like. Their defense is pretty good, but you're saying they're playing Philadelphia?
Yep, in Philadelphia.
In Philly. So I think Philly's going to win. What's the total points for the game?
Total points is 46.
46 points. Okay. Let's see, the Giants in Philadelphia. I don't think that's going to be a big scoring game. So I think the Giants may score 12 points, and Philly may score 20. So that's like 32 points. So it's going to be under the total. It'll be Philly with the win, and it'll be under the total point.
All right. Eagles are under, and that's it for NFL Week 14.
Okay. One second. Let me check. What's the stat for the Eagles play in the NFC, and the Giants are NFC too, right?
Right. The Eagles are—they're both in the NFC East. The Eagles are 5-7, and the Giants are 2-10.
Okay, so the Eagles are winning, and can you see the total breakdown for the NFC? Let me know what the top teams are, because I don't think Philly's going to make the playoffs. They got 7 losses,
so
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
The NFC... 3 teams are tied for first place. That's New Orleans Saints, Seattle Seahawks, and San Francisco 49ers. Behind them are the Green Bay Packers at 9-3.
Back up. You said the Saints, the Packers,
Saints,
and 49ers are all tied?
The Saints, the Seahawks, and the 49ers are all tied at 10-2.
Seattle only has 2 losses? Wow, really?
Yep.
Okay, the Saints and the 49ers, I knew they were up there, but Seattle is tied with them? Okay, well, all right. Okay, so who's the next three?
Green Bay Packers are 9-3. The Minnesota Vikings are 8-4. The Rams are 7-5. The Cowboys and the Bears are both tied at 6-6. Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, and Carolina are all tied at 5-7. The Detroit Lions and the Arizona Cardinals are 3-8. Behind them are the Atlanta Falcons and the Washington Redskins at 3-9. And at the bottom is the New York Giants at 2-10.
Okay. So Philly's not in the NFC? Did you say Philadelphia?
Philadelphia is tied with Tampa Bay and the Carolina Panthers at 5-7. Yeah, they're in the NFC.
5-7. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, it looks like, how many teams did you say had 4 losses or less?
4 losses or less? That would be the top 4 teams. That would be the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers, who are both, that's 5 teams. In first place, it's the New Orleans Saints, Seattle Seahawks, and San Francisco 49ers at 10-2. And behind them in second place are the Green Bay Packers at 9-3. And in third place, it's the Minnesota Vikings at 8-4. So those 5 teams, those are the top 5 teams in the NFC.
Okay, and what's the 6 team in the NFC?
The Rams?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The Rams at 7-5, yep.
The Rams. Okay, they got 5 wins and they can possibly make the playoffs? Okay.
They have 7 wins and 5 losses.
5 losses. That's what I meant. They had 5 losses. So they can actually qualify for the playoffs if they win a couple more games. But they're going to lose this weekend, so that's going to give them 6 losses, and that'll kick them out the playoffs. So they got to win this week, but they're playing the Saints?
Yep. Rams are playing the Seahawks.
Yeah, okay, well, that's even worse. They're playing Seattle. So they're going to lose this weekend, so they'll be out of the playoff picture after they lose this week. Okay. All right. That's going to be interesting. What's the AFC look like then? Go ahead.
So at the top of the AFC are the Baltimore Ravens and the New England Patriots, both at 10-2. In second place are the Buffalo Bills at 9-3. And tied for third are the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs at 8-4. Behind them.
Four losses? That's all the losses.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And who are they playing this week? That's
the Raiders. The Kansas City Chiefs are playing the New England Patriots.
Oh, okay. So Kansas City will lose this weekend. All right. So Kansas City, how many losses? They got four losses, five losses?
Kansas City has four losses. They're 8-4.
Wow, I didn't know they were that. They only had four losses. Okay, they'll have another loss this weekend. Who's under Kansas City?
Tied for fifth place. Tied for fourth place is the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans at 7-5.
Okay. So Pittsburgh and Tennessee. Oh, so Pittsburgh is fighting for a playoff spot. So how many teams is that? That's the top six in the AFC is Philadelphia. Who else? Baltimore. And Buffalo is the top three. And then who's after that? Who did you say was after that?
So in first place, it's the Baltimore Ravens and the New England Patriots at 10-2. Second place, Buffalo Bills at 9-3. Tied for third place, it's the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs at 8-4. Tied for fourth place, Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans at 7-5. Tied
okay.
For fifth place, the
Wait a minute. We just want the top 16 in the AFC. So
top six?
The top 16.
Baltimore Ravens, New England Patriots, Buffalo Bills, Houston Texans, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans are tied at 7-5. So that's seven teams, but it's because they're tied.
Yeah. Who'd you say is tied with Pittsburgh? Kansas City?
Tennessee Titans.
Oh, the Tennessee Titans. Oh. So if they win this week and Pittsburgh loses, Pittsburgh will be out of the running for the playoffs. Okay. Oh, that's getting really sticky down there on that end. Okay. Kansas City could lose. Well, they're going to win this week. No, wait a minute. Kansas City's playing the Raiders. Did I say they were playing the Raiders? Kansas City... They're playing. Who's Kansas City playing?
Kansas City Chiefs are playing the New England Patriots.
Oh, they're playing the Patriots. So they're going to lose this weekend. Okay. So they're going to drop a spot. Tennessee Titans are playing who?
The Oakland Raiders.
Oh. They'll beat the Raiders. Okay, so they'll go up a spot. And Kansas City, Tennessee Titans. Who is the other team? Oh, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right. Steelers are playing the Cardinals.
Oh, and the Cardinals are going to beat Pittsburgh, so that's going to knock them out of the playoff spot. Okay, it's getting really interesting, people. It's getting really crazy getting ready to qualify for the playoffs. So if Arizona wins, Pittsburgh is going to be out of the playoffs. Because Arizona can't qualify for the playoffs. They got too many losses. So Pittsburgh has got to win the next three games in order to make sure they qualify for the playoffs. But if they lose this week, it's over. Okay. Sounds good. The Raiders, they're not in the running. They're not in the top six. The AFC or the NFC, huh?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay. Well, the Raiders are out. Sorry, Las Vegas. Sorry, your Raiders are not going to make the playoffs this year. So maybe they'll make it next year when they come to Las Vegas. But right now, they're not going to make the playoffs. It's going to be the end of the season for the Raiders within the next two games, they'll be done. Okay. All right. Well, that's it for NFL sports. Thank you, DJ Poppy D, for the breakdown like that. So now we have a good idea on who's in what position as we go into week 14. We got 2 weeks left, and then we take a break. And we go into the playoffs for 2 weeks, and then we take a break, and then we go to the championship game, and then we take another break, and then we play in the Super Bowl. So I think the Super Bowl is scheduled for February 6th, I think that is. So it'll be the second week in February. The first week in February will be the Super Bowl.
February 2nd.
February 2nd. All right. That means the playoffs are going to be played in January. So the second and third week in January will be the playoffs. And then they'll have a week off, and then they play for the Super Bowl. Okay. So that's what it looks like, fans. It looks like we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. We got 4 games before the Super Bowl. 4 weeks before the Super Bowl. All right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, DJ Papa D. All right. That sounds good. So how much time do we have left in our radio show? Is it time for me to shut it down? The clock on the wall says that's all.
Yep.
So I'll take this opportunity to thank you, DJ Papa D, for your help in operating this radio show from the engineering class point of the season. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for supporting the radio show on social media. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to say I'll see you next week on Monday, because we're not broadcasting on Friday. We're taking a break on Friday. So we'll be broadcasting again on Monday, and I'll be back in the air chair with some news about what's happening with the impeachment process of the president. All right, so watch the games on Monday and on Sunday and see what's happening with all of these teams, because one loss could put a lot of those bottom teams out of the playoffs. So it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, people. out of here. See you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you. yourself. Big booty girl, big booty girl, big booty girl, watch yourself. Give money the pimp,
that's my claim to fame.
DJ Big Nasty and DJ Papa D. I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.